Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. We're kicking off Redemption Week on the show. We have Jen from Kirtland joining us in studio. How are you, Jen?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who else did you bring?
My daughter, Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide. How are you, Adelaide?
All right.
Wait, do you get to miss school today?
Yeah.
Nice work.
Not the whole day.
That is a win.
Oh, you have to go in late.
Oh, you do.
Mm-hmm. You should try and
we'll
get
take our
long.
Time on this game. Yeah. We'll make it go last really, really long, longer than usual.
I know if it were my son.
Then you
that's
can have
exactly.
breakfast here
yes.
if you wanted to. I mean, there's things that you're already parked. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm not
may as well hang out for a while.
All right. Whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room and she will leave the room.
Okay, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
All right. And you can see she actually leaves the room, taking her headphones off. Producer Stevie's going to sit in her chair. She's out of the door. Okay, the door is now shut. You know how the game works, just like it does when you call and you won. That's why you're here via the phone. She's out of the room. She stays out of the room for this portion of the game. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. There is a timer involved, so you just make sure to give us that answer before you hear the buzzer. You know this already because you've played the game and you have won the game. So here is the first of five questions. Producer Stevie, you ready?
I'm ready.
There we go. So we're going to start with Katy Perry. She's going to headline the pregame entertainment before the U.S. match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, which is happening at SoFi Stadium on June 12th. So my question to you, the World Cup highlights the best teams in which sport?
Soccer.
Question number two. A contestant on The Price is Right. Oh, made a lot of money. Show history, by the way, on Friday won more than $240,000 in cash and prizes. That's the largest single game payout ever on the show. Now, speaking of that show, Price is Right. When contestants spin that big wheel, they are trying to get closest to which amount of money without going over?
$1.
Question number three. I've always wanted to play that. Could you imagine? That would be so much fun. You ever watch Price is Right, Stevie, or is that?
I don't think so. I mean, probably, but I don't.
Which is worse, not
happens.
Watching Price is Right or Titanic? What do you think?
Price is Right.
Have you seen Titanic?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it good?
I'm sure the Price is Right has been on in my sight. I just don't know how it works.
We should play every Price is Right game with you just throughout the week. We'll have a... Okay.
Maybe. I don't like that.
Take forever. Question number three. Miley Cyrus is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next Friday, May 22nd. Anya Taylor-Joy and Donatella Versace are going to be speaking at the ceremony. Now, speaking of Anya Taylor-Joy, she starred in which Netflix series as a chess prodigy? This was back in 2020. And I still can't decide if the show was good or if it was just the only thing on during COVID. Do you know the name of that show?
Oh,
that's all right. It was a while ago. Question number four. Bethany Frankel confirmed her romance with Shane Campbell in an Instagram post sealed with a kiss. She captioned the kissing photo, "If this is a hard launch, then this is a diamond," end quote. Now, Bethany Frankel starred in The Real Housewives of which city for a number of years, kind of off and on, from 2008 to 2019. So I'm looking for the name of the city.
Atlanta.
All right, let's go with question number five. Ariana Grande has announced that Hate That I Made You Love Me is going to be the lead single from her upcoming album called Petal. This single is set to drop on May 29th. What is the name of her last album? Once again, what is the name of Ariana Grande's last album that was released in 2024 and had the lead single of Yes And?
Eternal Sunshine.
All right. Let's go with Eternal Sunshine for the answer for question number five. So now we're going to see how you did. We'll go in the hallway. We'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and continue this round of Trump Tui. It's Redemption Week on Star 102. All right. Jen Tui's back in the room. We're going to continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I can't wait to release my Jen and Tim Show brand name.
I don't even know that you can.
Oh, I can.
I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, it's great. It's
is
great.
It? Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Jen Kirtland answered five questions a minute ago. She's in the studio. It is Redemption Week. Producer Stevie, how did she do? We got to let her know how she did.
Jennifer got three.
There you go. Three.
Good job, Jennifer.
Jen. Three. That's probably in the arm wrestle range. Not going to lie.
Stop that. We are not. I promise you. We will not arm wrestle.
Jenna Kirtland can take it. Kirtland doesn't lose in any sports. Kirtland is not going to lose to arm wrestling to Jen Dewey.
There's no arm wrestling.
What do you think of the idea, Stevie?
Stevie loves it.
I think it'd be great.
See?
And you don't like the tiebreaker, so it's switching it up.
We're doing it for you.
I don't like either. I'll just take the loss. I'll just lose. How about?
It would be amazing.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
No.
And here we go.
No.
We're working on it. We're working on the rules.
We are not.
Question number one. Katy Perry is going to headline the pregame entertainment before the first USA match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup that's happening at SoFi Stadium on June 12th. How far is SoFi Stadium?
Stop that.
I was going to try to change the questions. The World Cup.
Where were you going to ask from where? From Cleveland?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The World Cup highlights the best teams in which sport?
Soccer.
I was looking more for football.
No.
Okay, fine. Soccer. Question number two. A contestant on The Price is Right made show history Friday by winning more than $240,000 in cash and prizes. The largest single game payout ever on the show. Now, Jen. Tui.
Yes.
When contestants spin the big wheel, they're trying to get closest to which dollar amount without going over?
A dollar.
It is.
By the way, Stevie admitted when you were out of the room, she's never watched Price is Right. Question number three. Which is worse, Jen? Never watching Price is Right or never seeing the Titanic? Which is worse?
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. It might be Price is Right just because it's on every day.
It's on every day for a bajillion years. Anybody else DM us, never watch Price is Right.
But, like, what about, like, when you stayed home from school when you were a kid and you were sick? Like, didn't you watch Price is Right?
That's a great sick show. Yeah. That's some chicken noodle soup and some saltines.
My family doesn't watch game shows, so it was never on.
Question
number watch Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill.
Okay.
Question number three. Miley Cyrus is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next Friday. It's May 22nd. Anya Taylor-Joy and Donatella Versace will be speaking at the ceremony. Now, speaking of Anya Taylor-Joy, she starred in which Netflix series as a chess prodigy?
Yeah. Oh, what was that called?
That's my question. That's so funny.
Oh.
In 2020, I can't decide if the show was good or if it just happened to be the only show on during COVID.
That's a fair point. The Queen's Gambit.
Oh!
It was. Nice time. I really don't know. Like, I watched it, but nothing was on. Remember? Everything was in
really
hiatus.
Good, though. It was, and didn't she win, like, awards for it? And
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it was good.
All right. Still think about
Rewatch
it.
Rewatch it and think.
I can't wait to go back.
Mm-hmm. You'll never do that.
Question number. There's a better chance you arm wrestle today. Question number four. Bethany Frankel confirmed her romance with Shane Campbell in an Instagram post sealed with the kiss. She's very happy, captioning the kiss. If this is a hard launch, then this is a diamond. Whoa, end quote. Bethany Frankel starred in The Real Housewives of which city for a number of years, off and on from 2008 to 2019?
New York.
It was New York City. Question number five. Ariana Grande has announced that Hate That I Made You Love Me. That's going to be the new single from her upcoming album, Petal. The single is set to drop on May 29th. What was the name of her last album released in 2024 and had the lead single of Yes And?
Eternal Sunshine.
It is Eternal Sunshine!
Yes! I'm sorry.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Shoot. I got way too
I can't believe she did that right in front of you, Jen and Kirtland. Hands in the air. Didn't she put her hands in the air and everything?
Sure did.
They drove down here from Kirtland, Ohio to downtown Cleveland in the traffic, parked in that Halley building garage, came out alive, and you just jumped out of the chair in celebration.
The reason I did is because in my head I was thinking Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which was that movie from forever ago, and then I was like, oh, well, I'll say Eternal Sunshine because I knew it had something to do. And I was...
Keep
amazed.
Rubbing it in their face if
no!
you want, Jen. I mean, get the description.
I'm sorry.
Drove down here
you
from
guys,
Kirtland.
I'm very sorry.
She's late for school.
She's happy about
she
that.
She is actually happy about that. All right, what are the final totals there, Stevie?
Jennifer, 3. Jen, 5.
Oh, you got all 5.
I'm sorry we can't arm wrestle today.
All right, that's why I brought Adelaide.
Adelaide.
She would have been the arm wrestler.
She would have. Absolutely. Okay. Well, it was nice meeting both of you. Thanks for coming down here. We appreciate that. I'm sorry Jen ruined your day.
I'm sorry, too.
Yeah, and jumped up and down.
I'm really sorry I jumped up and down. I did get very excited. I'm very sorry.
All right. Well, we love having you in studio. Redemption Week. It's a great kickoff for Redemption Week, but you know what you need to say.
This is Jennifer and Adelaide from Kirtland, and we did not trump Tui.
Let's continue Redemption Week, shall we, on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Kristen, a good old script. Parma! Is in studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
It's been fun talking with you off the air.
Yes.
If Jen happens to win, I hope she doesn't raise her arms in your face like what happened at 7:30. But feel free to raise your arms and you know.
Please rejoice if you win. I was more excited that I got the Ariana Grande question right, and then I did get excited.
That was a good one.
It was good. Thank you.
We had question five. I mean, video rolling earlier.
Yeah.
I can't wait to post it. Like the joy out of the seat, hands in the air, in your face.
No, I never said
in
your face.
That part wasn't the case, but I can't wait to post
it. It did look like that, though.
We will do that a little bit later on today. All right, it is Redemption Week. So whenever you're ready, just go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right. So you know how the game works. She's leaving the room. You can see her leave the room. The door is now shut. Producer Stevie taking control. She will be keeping track of the score. Obviously, the timer is still involved. Maybe that can be Redemption Week, where a timer is not for the contestant, but still for Jen.
That would be a fun rule.
I support it.
Could you imagine that?
Right? I don't think Jen would like that.
She would not at all. So obviously, give us the timer or give us the answer before you hear the buzzer. Mm-hmm. You know you've won the game before. So let's go ahead and get started. Producer Stevie, as I mentioned, keeping track of the score. Let's get to it. Question number one. So no surprise here. The Devil Wears Prada 2 was once again won the North American box office this weekend. The film took in a solid $43 million, grabbing the first spot on the chart. Now, Mortal Kombat 2 debuted in second place with $40 million. Our question to you hopefully is simple. Did you see either of those movies this weekend, yes or no?
No.
Neither did I.
I want to see Devil Wears Prada 2 so bad.
I want to see so many movies that are out right now. That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. My brother and I would always play Mortal Kombat. Like back, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
It.
Super Mario. What else? Michael, I wanted to see. Like, there's so many good movies out right now. All right. Question number two. Dua Lipa suing Samsung for $15 million. She's claiming the company used her image on TV packaging without her permission or even any payment. What is the name of the popular chain tech store that is basically a blue building with a yellow logo where you could buy a Samsung TV?
Best Buy.
There you go. Oops.
She is on every TV packaging.
I thought she was getting paid for that. It was a spokesperson for it. And then I saw the story and I think to myself, there's a link there, isn't there?
Samsung. Her face is on every TV.
Everywhere. Okay. Well, maybe not anymore. Or she's going to get paid. We'll see what happens. So question number three, Ariana Grande has announced that Hate That I Made You Love Me is going to be the lead single from her upcoming album, which is called Petal. That single is set to drop on May 29th. Which Ariana Grande album includes the songs Seven Rings and also Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored? It's either Thank You Next or Positions. It's one or the other.
Thank You Next.
Question number four. Mariah Carey, Anderson .Paak, something's happening there. They're stirring up romance rumors again. The duo were snapped holding hands while arriving at a theater in L.A. for the screening of The Devil Wears Prada 2. So they saw it. Still haven't seen it.
I know. We're slacking.
Which famous rapper and producer heavily supported Anderson .Paak early in his career?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. Drake.
Let's go with Drake. Question number five. Miley Cyrus is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This is going to be happening next Friday, which is May 22nd. Ceremony will take place on Hollywood Boulevard and also stream live online. Which Miley Cyrus song became the anthem slash ballad from Hannah Montana, the movie?
Party in the USA.
Oh, that's a great song. We'll see if that's the correct answer for question number five. We're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the room, and continue the game coming up in 4 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. It's Redemption Week on Star 102, playing rounds of Trump 2. Kristen's a good old script. Parma, she answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui's now back in the room. Producer Stevie, how did she do?
Kristen got three.
Oh,
nicely done, yay. Kristen.
Three. Very, very well done. All right, obviously, we're going to ask you the same five questions we asked Kristen just a minute ago. What happened? Something fell?
I'm throwing things.
Oh, you're good.
Through our phone.
It's
fine.
It's fine. I get it. Trust me. Question number one. No surprise here. The Devil Wears Prada 2 has once again won the North American box office this weekend, taking in $43 million. By the way, Mortal Kombat 2 debuting in second place with $40 million. Did you see either of those movies this weekend, yes or no?
No.
I thought you were going to a 9 a.m. showing of Devil Wears Prada 2.
No, I was going to go see Michael.
Oh, it was Michael.
Okay. And no, it just didn't happen.
Nate shut that down?
No, it was a nice day. It was going to be a nice day. The kids, it just didn't work out.
But you have the whole day afterwards.
Yeah, I know, but it just didn't happen. It didn't happen, okay?
Yeah, you're right, Stevie. There's more to this story.
What do you mean you're right, Stevie?
Yeah, I see you.
What? Did Stevie say that?
Oh, now her face has turned red. Something.
I didn't say
it. Okay.
Question number two. Why did Jen not go into the movies?
I really want
to. That's coming up next. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally
couldn't
kidding.
Find time.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to go at 9 a.m.
I knew it.
They wanted 10:50.
Kristen,
if you're,
when's the earliest you've seen a movie? Are you also pro matinee? Because Jen does like love the early movies.
I can't even tell you the last time I've been to the theaters.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. We get a lot of access at home and stuff. I can understand. All right, question number two. Dua Lipa is suing Samsung for $15 million, claiming the company used her image on TV packaging without her permission or even any payment. I haven't seen her anywhere. I don't know what you're talking about. Right, Steve. What is the name of the popular chain tech store with a blue building and yellow logo where you could buy a Samsung TV?
Best Buy.
It is Best Buy.
Did you have to wait
question
that whole
three.
Time?
No, just drama.
You just did.
Question
you did.
Number. Question number three. Ariana Grande has announced that Hate That I Made You Love Me will be the lead single from her upcoming album, which is called Petal. That single is set to drop on May 29th. Which Ariana Grande album includes the songs Seven Rings and Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board? It's either Thank You Next or Positions.
That is Thank You Next. This is, I don't like this.
It is!
I'm sorry, Kristen.
Question number four. Kristen's great. She's having a good time in the studio.
It's fantastic.
Question number four. Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak are stirring up romance rumors again. They were apparently holding hands while arriving at a theater in L.A. for a screening of The Devil Wears Prada 2. So they went to see it. Which famous rapper and producer heavily supported Anderson .Paak early in his career?
That was Bruno Mars. Stop waiting so long.
Sorry. Dr. Dre.
How have you somehow made the timer longer now?
I didn't. It's the exact same time.
No, it's...
Oh, Stevie's ready to get in. Stevie's ready to get in. What are you going to say, Stevie?
Jen, you got to get this one or you have a time.
Oh!
Sorry, Jen. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not arm wrestling.
Arm wrestle.
No.
Arm wrestle. Okay. Question number five. Miley Cyrus is set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And Stevie wrote
next
this one.
Friday. And she did. That is May 22nd. Ceremony is going to take place on Hollywood Boulevard and stream live online. Which Miley Cyrus song became the anthem / ballad from Hannah Montana, the movie?
The Climb.
It is The Climb! You see the celebration? Do you see it?
I was excited.
Little celebration.
I got excited. I
get
I'm sorry.
No final total, Stevie.
Kristen, 3. Jen, 4.
Oh, these guys are so... See, that's the joy I get when he's annoyed.
Oh, I was ready.
Mad. Yeah, he was ready for time.
I was ready to ask how many locations of Best Buy there were. I was ready to get...
Really?
Oh, yeah. And also the square footage of Yosemite National.
That's
okay,
the
worst. That was not going to be it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kristen, it was nice to meet you.
Nice
I'm glad
to meet
you,
you
drove
well.
Down here. This was a lot of fun. We
yes,
always appreciate it.
Thank you for
it.
Having me.
You were still a very, very good Trump 2 Week contestant.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
But you know what you need to say.
Yes. My name's Kristen, and I did not Trump Tui.